Huh?
Instead, starting just about September 12th, we get all this hype saying, fight back, show they can't keep America down, fight terrorism, go shopping. But isn't it our appetite for shopping, for cheap bargain stuff that other people had to work like slaves to make so it would be cheap enough for us to go get at Walmart or whatever, isn't that contributing to how much people hate us in other parts of the world? And on top of that, a lot of the people who poured into Afghanistan to join the jihad came from Pakistani schools called madrasas, religious schools created and financed by our friends, the Saudi royal family, whose own interpretation of Islam is along the Wahhabi lines and is almost as severe as the Taliban themselves, especially towards women. But hey, they have oil, we like them. Here they are building up these religious schools that take in people who don't have any money for another school, maybe don't have a home or a place to eat, take them in as children. They'll feed them, they'll shelter them, and instead of teaching them what we think of as an education, they study the Quran over and over and over again through the eyes of narrow-minded fundamentalist religious clerics. So when they graduate from madrasas, they can hardly wait to go join the jihad and blow up some Americans and die and go indulge in the black-eyed virgins or whatever they teach them at the madrasas. Why are the madrasas so popular? They've multiplied in Pakistan faster than Starbucks does over here. Because the Pakistani government hardly spends any money on its own school system anymore. They've cut it and cut it and cut it to the point where most of the schools are closed. The ones that are still there, the windows are gone. Desks, books, etc. are very hard to come by. Reason being, the Pakistani government cut education to put the money into their nuclear program and to pay off all the debts they have to the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund. Yes, there is a link between World Bank and IMF to international terrorism by helping create those situations in the first place. Fighting against the World Bank, the IMF, the WTO, the Free Trade Agreement of the Americas, and corporate dictatorship and privatization in general, that's not terrorism, it's fighting terrorism. Because those corporations, not only do they treat those people so bad, they are terrorizing them. When those people get mad enough to fight back, they don't take it out on the corporations, they take it out on us. Backbreaking poverty is a prime recruiting ground for radical movements for change, and violent strong-armed put-downs of movements for change creates the desperation and rage that creates terrorists. I agree we should defend ourselves. This is an enemy that ain't gonna sit down and negotiate. They want us dead, period. But again, defense, not offense, and defense means continuing to keep our eyes on the prize and not losing sight of all the other important things in the world that actually link into this. We can't let the fight against globalization become a casualty to the war on terrorism. At a time when the U.S. Conference of Mayors just released a report saying last year, homeless people seeking shelter went up 13% in 1 year. In the fight to save our environment and clean it up, the fight to stop the death penalty at a time when people are finally waking up to how bad it is against the drug war and everything else, that shouldn't fall by the wayside. Right now, we're being told we have to accept a situation where everything is for sale. We are for sale. Our privacy is for sale. Our childhood is for sale. Even our genes are for sale. And somebody else can own them now.